The exhibit, known as For Home and Country, features numerous uniforms, pieces of equipment, and other mementos from a war that had begun in 1914. The U.S. committed to the war in 1917, but American soldiers did not see combat until the following year. Anthony Greco, director of exhibits and interpretive planning at the Buffalo History Museum, showed a display that featured a machine gun, some boots, and other gear that would have been used by Americans when they finally began fighting.
At this point in the war, tactics had changed from what we think of as the trench warfare that still existed, but the Americans went in and it was much more open battle, creeping barrages is what they called them. So an outpost like this would have been set up in the Argonne Forest because we're pushing forward, trying to get through ultimately to the train, the railway infrastructure at Sedan in France.
It was a devastating war, one that cost millions of lives and created conditions in Germany that later allowed a man like Adolf Hitler to rise to power. But there were also some positive unintended consequences. Back on the home front, women got more involved in the workforce while the men were abroad, and Greco says the war effort helped accelerate and strengthen the push for women's suffrage.
And there had, of course, been the women's suffrage movement started, you know, decades and decades earlier in the mid-19th century. But the role that women played even convinced Woodrow Wilson to take the issue. He originally thought it should be a state-by-state issue, suffrage, and he made it a national one and pushed for it.
The exhibit runs through April of 2019. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.